What does all this leadership chaos in Canberra mean for the next federal election? The ABC's election analyst Anthony Green says the coalition would be lacking support in many key Australian electorates. And as it stands, he thinks the coalition is on shaky ground in Queensland, where 4 to 5 of their seats are in doubt.
If they lose any seats in Queensland, they're out of government. And Queensland is clearly a problem for them based on the Longman result. That's why you're seeing the idea of a Queenslander becoming the leader and someone who's really hard on those sorts of issues can fight back against One Nation.
But would Peter Dutton appeal to voters in the multi-ethnic seats of Sydney and Melbourne? Anthony Green again.
You've got a Melbourne, Chisholm, Corangamite, Dunkley. You've got Banks and Reid in New South Wales. And then Western Australia, where you've got a string of marginal seats when the government hasn't been polling very well over there. It's very difficult to sit down and name a seat that the coalition can gain. And the view is clearly taking hold in the party that they can't gain seats with Malcolm Turnbull. Maybe Peter Dutton will do it for them. But whoever leads the government to the next election, it's a very difficult election for them to win.